Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Arik, The Life of Ariel Sharon, written by David Landau, read by Walter Dixon. Preface, Land of Hope. My grandfather was a Hebrew teacher in Rehovot at the beginning of the last century. Ariel Sharon, corpulent, white-haired, looked up over his reading glasses at the half-full Knesset, the Israeli parliament. Members were listening politely or quietly reading. "I have a deep love for the Hebrew language," he read on in his incongruously high-pitched voice, "for the miracle of its revival, for the historical wellsprings from which it draws its words and phrases." There was no tension in the chamber that afternoon in January 2005. No catcalls, no heckling. A parliamentary moment without politics. Sharon could have asked one of his two deputy prime ministers to represent the government at the largely ceremonial debate marking Hebrew Language Day, but he wanted to speak himself. He had a point to make. Mordechai Scheinemann, Sharon's grandfather, came to Palestine in 1910 and settled with his wife and children in the still-tiny Jewish village of Rehovot, southeast of the barely existent Jewish town of Tel Aviv. That made him sort of aristocracy. Not quite a Mayflower man of the first Aliyah, 1882 to 1902, but still an early Zionist pioneer of pre-World War I days. Palestine was a derelict corner of the crumbling Ottoman Empire then. The dream of the Zionist visionary Theodore Herzl, died 1904, that it would one day become a Jewish state, seemed just that, a dream. In his native town, Brest-Litovsk, in White Russia, Mordechai was an early convert to Zionism. He became a Hebrew teacher. That was a career choice reflecting real commitment. Hebrew, the ancient language of the Bible.